It's Marco and Krista, and super excited when people call our phone, Krista. And I know you're excited about this.
Oh, honey, I have been so excited ever since I heard about this, because there's only one show that I'm absolutely obsessed with. And my husband knows that, Krista, this is her time, because seasons may change, but this Real Housewife of Atlanta never goes out of style. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited to introduce to you Cynthia Bailey.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for the quote.
Honey!
You got it completely right.
Yes, sweetheart. Hey, Cynthia, I will let you know, last night I was on your Instagram page, and I'm starting to follow, of course, your amazing eyewear, so I'm hoping to look as beautiful as you. So,
Cynthia, what we mean is you got a stalker here with Krista, and she may be coming to your house in Atlanta sometime soon.
Oh, like, I'm crazy. I have the parties girl. I have my girlfriend come over, so we watch your show.
Hey. Oh, I love it. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I have to send you some of my eyewear. You gotta definitely get on the Cynthia Bailey eyewear train. It's doing hugely successful, and I couldn't be happier about Cynthia Bailey eyewear.
We started because I don't watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, because I'm a guy, and I'm pretty sure it's probably just for women. But maybe the other guys like it.
No, it's not. A lot of guys watch our show.
A lot of guys watch our show.
Yeah. All right. I get that. But I started doing it. Looked you up and
tried to. She's a supermodel.
I know. You've done so much stuff. I feel like I haven't done anything with my life. You're a supermodel. You're an actor. You're a public speaker. You're a spokesperson. You're a fashion correspondent. You got your own makeup. Do you ever sleep?
I do, actually. I do not sleep.
No.
That's one of the things that I struggle with, actually, is just balancing it all. You know, I've had, successful career before the show, before going on to Housewives, and to be honest, the only other job I've ever had other than being a model is a housewife, outside of my businesses that I have now. I'm busy.
You're a busy girl. You're especially busy because, of course, you are in the up-and-coming Sharknado, the Fourth Awakens show that's happening this coming Sunday on the Sci-Fi channel.
Yes, I am. So excited. Woo! I cannot wait to see it. I play a scientist. I'm so excited that I play a scientist, and I'm very instrumental in saving the world. I have a very small but pivotal role, only about four lines, but I'm working alongside Tommy Davidson and one of the other actors, and I definitely have to say, I don't think they could have saved the world without me being in the movie.
Nice. And I'm sure, girl, let me tell you, I bet your hair is looking spectacular in it, because you always have great hair.
Oh, always. Mm-hmm. I am the hair queen.
Are the hair queen.
Can you tell us,
of hair.
Do you make it so if there were a Sharknado 5, you'd be in it, or can you not tell us?
Well, you know what? I will just go ahead and put it out there. I did not die in the movie.
All right.
Okay? I did not die. I say, not only did I save the world, I lived. Okay.
Right.
And you know what that means? There is a possibility.
Yes.
Just throwing it out there that I could show up in Sharknado 5.
We'll Girl.
See. That's awesome.
So is I read now Gone with the Fabulous is also in this movie with you.
Yes, yes. Kenya has a cameo as well. We didn't shoot on the same day.
Right.
I don't know, what kind of fabulousness she brought to the table, but I'm sure it was a lot, and I'm sure it was very dramatic. So I'm excited to see myself and my castmate, Miss Kenny Moore.
Oh, hopefully she twirls like with some shark or something that takes her out.
Hey,
I don't know if she lives in the movie. We'll see.
I think it's great.
Some pretty good shark bait.
Yeah.
We're talking to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey. And Cynthia, you've been a host. Did you hear the whole exchange between, because Tara Reid was in Sharknado. Did you hear the thing between Tara Reid and Jenny McCarthy? Did you ever hear what happened?
No, I didn't.
Got into a huge cat fight, and I was just wondering if because when you get girls, because you have a lot of these girls on the on your show and stuff, is it hard to maintain like everybody's persona and diva's niche and all that stuff? Is it hard to have a bunch of women without a bunch of cat fights?
Well, I mean, I just think where there's women, there's going to be cat fights for the most part. I will say, I think it's a little worse probably on a reality show. I think as an actress, you go and you just, you sit in your trailer and you go, you do your part, you act. On a reality show, you're really dealing with real personalities, and we're just being ourselves. So certainly it's just, a bigger opportunity to bring more drama on a reality show than when you're actually doing a movie.
Yeah. Well, what? And the whole spectrum of that fight was, you know, Tara Reid doesn't like to talk about her plastic surgery. And of course, you know, all you girls are looking good on the show. And I like that you'll say, hey, I've done this, or I haven't done that, or I'll try that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, me in particular, I'm very transparent about, like, my stuff. You know, I talk about my age. I talk about, you know, whatever I've had done. You know, I've always been transparent with my relationship, you know, as a mom. You know, it's a reality show. So I just think it just works best when you just keep it real and really talk about what's really going on with you.
Here's something Marco probably doesn't know. Speaking about your daughter, her daughter's father is Leon Robinson, who was the one in the Like a Prayer video of Madonna.
Oh.
Do you remember him?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're on it.
I've been watching you forever.
Here's the craziest thing, Cynthia, is that we're actually going to be in Atlanta in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
so Krista might come knocking on your door. So just be careful. If you see a redheaded girl outside, it's Krista.
Yeah, you see a crazy ginger.
Come over. I give you some Cynthia Bailey eyewear, and I also have a line of bags as well. My Cargo by CB bags, my leather goods backpacks and stuff.
I saw that.
Awesome stuff.
So,
oh my gosh.
You're a fashion model and you've been on the runway. And so, just real quick about your makeup. How involved are you with the makeup? Do you get the ingredients and the colors and sort of that?
No, I don't get the ingredients or anything, but I will say I have learned over the years, you know, how to put my own makeup on really well. So a lot of times when you guys see me on the show, I do my own makeup. Like, I'm really basically, you know, with the list of all the other talents that I have going on, you know, I'm a makeup artist as well.
Yeah.
So, and I think I do a pretty good job. So yeah, if I don't like the makeup, I speak up. If I do, then I thank them.
You're like, next.
You know, it's as simple as that. Yeah, exactly. That's some good makeup.
Cynthia, I do want to ask you one question. This is a little personal, so we don't have to talk about it at all. And of course, this is, you know, your split with Peter. I just want to ask you, though, as a woman, a mom who's going through something like this, through a separation or a divorce, what kind of advice could you give to other moms out there that might be going through the same thing?
I would just say, you know, life is too short. You know, sometimes things just don't work out. I don't think divorce has to be a tragedy. I think the real tragedy is just staying in something that you're no longer happy in.
Right.
So, you know, for me, it's just about peace. You know, I want, you know, peace in my life. And, you know, I got to a point with my marriage. I just wasn't, you know, happy. And I work too hard, and I'm too nice of a person, too good of a person to not be happy.
Yeah.
Not be at peace.
Well, that's some good advice with Cynthia Bailey. You have such a great career going, and I know Sharknado, The Fourth Awakens, is going to be awesome, and you got Bravo's number one TV show with The Real Housewives of Atlanta, so you are doing fine.
I'm doing all right.
Hey, you are good.
In fact, I'm doing great.
Yeah. Thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us. We can't wait to check it out. July 31st, in just a couple of days, is when that thing happens. So we will watch that on the Sci-Fi Channel, and we will look for those four special lines that you have in that movie.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, right. Cynthia. Bye,
yeah, take care. Very good. Cynthia Bailey.
So awesome.
Yeah, man.
Love her.
And good advice, too. Yes, she seems like she's very well grounded.
Sure. There you go, girls.
It's 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista, and now Rihanna.